This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We're home. And then we aren't. Torn away from our origin, we came across time and space to another world, a lesser world. But in that separation, something painful happened. We were no longer with God in the physical space. Unlike our father Adam alayhi salam, we could no longer feel that same peace. And so we came down. We were torn from him. And in the pain of that separation, we bled. For the first time, we bled. And that tearing apart from our Creator left a gash. A deep wound that we are all born with. And as we grew, so did the agony of that wound. It grew deeper and deeper. But as time went on, we moved further and further away from the antidote already in our nature to be near him, heart, mind, and soul. And with each passing year, we became more and more desperate to fill that empty space. But it is in that quest to fill the emptiness that we stumbled. We all stumbled on different things, and some of us sought to numb that emptiness. So some of humanity stumbled on drugs or alcohol, while some looked to other sedatives. Some of us stumbled on the worship of physical pleasure, status, or money. Some of us lost ourselves in our careers. And then some of us stumbled on people. Some of us lost ourselves there. But what if every single stumble, every challenge, every experience in our life was only intended for one purpose, to bring us back to our origin? What if every win, every loss, every beauty, every fall, every cruelty, and every smile was only intended to unveil another barrier between us and God? Between us and where we began, and where we are desperately seeking to return. What if everything was only about seeing Him? We must know that all that we experience in life has a purpose, and it is we who choose whether to realize that purpose or not. Take, for example, beauty. Some people don't even recognize beauty when it's right in front of them. They can walk through a sunset or a brilliant forest of trees and not even notice. Other people see beauty and do appreciate it. They will stop and take it in. They may even feel overwhelmed by it, but it ends there. That person is like the one who appreciates art, but never inquires about the artist. The artwork itself was intended to communicate a message from the artist, but if the art lover loses himself in the painting, but never sees the message, that artwork hasn't fulfilled its true purpose. The purpose of the glorious sun, first fallen snows, crescent moon, and breathtaking ocean is not just to decorate this lonely planet. The purpose is far deeper than that. God tells us in the Quran, indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alteration of night and day are signs for those of understanding. We must study the stars, the trees, the snow-capped mountains in order to read the message behind them. Because if we do not, we are like the one who finds a message inside a beautifully decorated bottle, yet becomes so enamored by the bottle that he never even opens the message. If we look beyond and through everything that happens to us, everything we do or fail to do, and see Allah, then we will have gotten the purpose. When something happens that you love, be careful not to miss the point. Remember that nothing happens without a reason. Seek it out. Look for the purpose Allah created in what He has given to you. What aspect of His essence is He showing you through it? What does He want from you? Similarly, when something happens that you dislike or that hurts you, be careful not to get lost in the illusion created by pain. Look through it. Find the message in the bottle, find the purpose, and let it lead you to glimpse just a little more of Him. If it's a slip or even a fall in your deen, Don't let Shaitan deceive you. Let the slip make you witness his mercy in a more experiential and deep way, and then seek that mercy to save you from your sins and your own transgression against yourself. If it's an unavoidable problem, don't despair. Witness a glimpse of Al-Fattah, the one who opens for his slaves anything that's closed. And if it is a storm, don't let yourself drown. Let it bring you to witness how only he can save his servant from a storm when there is no one else around. So on this path back to where we began, who else can we run to? Who else can we seek? After all, we all want the very same thing: to be whole, to be happy, to again say, we're home.
The new edition of Yasmine Mogahed's book, Reclaim Your Heart, is now available on Amazon. Reclaim Your Heart was made available in part through social media by Islamic Relief USA.
Sometimes the world begins to look dark, but there's one thing that brings light, is when you help relieve a person's suffering and make their world brighter. In their darkest days, you sent food, water, and health care, warm clothes, and fuel to stay warm. You sent shelter, mattresses, and blankets. You sent relief, hope, and love. Thank you for working together for a better world.